7:09 a.m. I'm still in the Roanoke Hotel. Didn't sleep a wink last night. Already got a couple emails from the update last night. People said, why did you take your kids with you? Fly to New York. And I actually did think pretty hard about that and could not possibly leave my family, my wife, and two kids to fend for themselves during this crazy time. Who knows what's going to happen? The stock market is set to open at limit down. I had a tight chest all night, unable to sleep. My kids were screaming and crying too several times. I'm wrestling with the decisions that are going to need to be made today. I'm sure that within a couple hours here, we will have a few universities that say, yes, we need to get storage from you immediately, but what they're going to say is we need boxes now. So we are already on it. We're working on, we've already sent emails to several box suppliers. If you have any box suppliers, let me know. But it's a real risk here because a lot of big news came out last night after the universities made these decisions. Obviously Tom Hanks, obviously the basketball player, obviously the season canceled. I think a ton more news will come out really soon. I think a lot of these college campuses are going to get the news that they have their first case of coronavirus in the town. I'm worried that people are going to get really scared. So I'm worried that we're going to order all these boxes and then the university's not going to wait on them to arrive, and we're going to have a bunch of boxes here sitting that we paid for that the student's already gone. I don't know what that would mean. I'm trying not to overreact. I'm trying not to freak out. Several panicky, anxiety-filled minutes last night where I had to kind of take deep breaths and calm myself down. Trying really, really hard not to make emotional decisions right now. But we're going to have to pull the trigger on ordering these boxes, rush delivery to these cities. We already sent a letter to our banker to pull on the $100,000 line of credit. We have about $300,000 sitting in the bank. We're probably going to have to spend about $200,000 today on boxes. And it's all a gamble. I don't know if it's the right call or not, but I think we're going to have to do it. That's what I'm wrestling with right now. I made it to Roanoke, so I have another 8 hours to drive today, but I have a 7-month-old and a 2-year-old in the car with me. My poor wife is going to have to drive most of the day today because I'm going to be on my computer and calling suppliers and getting to Ithaca as fast as possible, basically. We knew that the news out of these universities yesterday during the day was all like, okay, we're going to stick to the plan. Cornell's going to be around for 2.5 more weeks, then go on spring break and not come back, so we have some time to plan. But then the big news came out last night. The NBA player, the season canceled, and so on. And that's when we got several emails from administrators. We got emails last night late from administrators saying, can we talk first thing in the morning? We know what they're going to say, where they're going to say, can you get boxes to campus right now? We need to get our students out of town. Our students need to leave. So we're going to order the boxes, I guess. We have to. If you have any leads on box suppliers that have boxes, we're looking around 4 cubic feet boxes. We are not picky on the size of the boxes. We also need a lot of tape very fast. If it can be 24-hour turnaround, that's great. I guess this is what it's all about.